Welcome to Face to Face. To say the 1960s was a decade in transition would be an understatement. Many events affected people in all walks of life during that time. In South Texas, it was the Chicano movement and its effects on many lives and civil rights. Today, Dr. Manuel Flores reflects on his time during that tumultuous period with his friend, Robert Mullenberg.
What was it like growing up in deep South Hebronville, Texas? What are your memories of your hometown?
Growing up in South Texas, I learned a lot about life and a lot about the world. So that was something that has forged my character and has made me who I am today. I grew up during the PAR era, the Patron era of South Texas. So I grew up with the sense that politics must be important to people are getting shot at. In spite of all that, I love South Texas. I decided to come back to South Texas and try to make a difference. And that was ingrained in me by my grandfather, who was a self-educated editor of a community newspaper, weekly community newspaper called the Jim Hall County Enterprise.
Was it unusual for Hispanic in that era, in that time, to own and run a newspaper in a small South Texas town?
He was the only one in Texas.
Tell me about your experience in college when we went from high school to college to A&M Kingsville. Or A&I, I guess it would have been.
It was Texas A&I. A&I was a university of opportunity for the Mexican-American in the brush country in South Texas. And so I found a cadre of Mexican-American youth who were fed up with the way that their parents and themselves had been treated or discriminated against. And it was at the start of the Chicano movement. One of the students that I ran into was Jose Angel Gutierrez, Dr. Jose Angel Gutierrez from Crystal City, the founder of La Raza Unida Party. And this was a fiery young man. Oh, my God, he was angry. In that political atmosphere, there's politics again.
What year would you have been talking
1966 about? 1966 to 1971. Jose Angel was here 65 earlier, but he had already started the evolution of the Chicano Party. Or the Chicano movement, excuse me, the Chicano movement in Texas and nationwide. People don't realize that the Chicano movement, the movement for civil rights for Mexican Americans in Texas and the nation, started at Texas A&I in Kingsville. Then I met another young man, Carlos Guerra from Kingsville. Carlos Guerra was a little bit more intellectual, very, very charismatic. So when he spoke, people listened to him. So the Chicano movement started and became part of the Mexican-American youth organization, Mayo, which led protest all over South Texas. Walkouts started in South Texas. There were 27 walkouts at schools in South Texas. So politics became a big part of what we did. And A&I was just a marvelous experience.
How did the community feel about these groups forming in the college? Especially.
Oh, they hated it. The community hated it.
You worked as a journalist after that for several years, and then you started to... Why did you become an educator?
I always wanted to do what my grandfather did for me, was teach other people the value of journalism. So I started teaching at Del Mar College on a part-time basis, and that's where I was able to show people the passion I had for journalism and trying to tell them the importance that journalism has in the world. And believe it or not, I'm still trying to send that message, especially in today's environment. The traditional journalist is gone. Today we need a multimedia journalist, and you need to learn everything.
I think we're good.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for coming.
As Dylan once said, the times, they are a-changing, and they continue to change, oftentimes for the good. And today's segment is proof positive. Face to face.